Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marx starts right now.
What's up? What's up? It is week 16, people. And hopefully you made it to the ship. Your championship, week 16. This is what fantasy football comes down to. And boy, let's be honest. If you had Alvin Kamara on Friday, wow, what a Christmas gift. Alvin Kamara is the Christmas gift this season. Was he not? I'll tell you who the Christmas gift was. The Christmas gift was Sean Payton. Because Sean Payton's the one who kept on teeing up Alvin Kamara. Isn't that interesting? I find that fascinating how stuff like that happens. Like, so for example, going into the game, I felt that little Jordan Humphrey, and yeah, he has Lil in front of his name Jordan. So little Jordan Humphrey was a great play heading into Friday's games because Tre'Quan Smith was out, Michael Thomas was out, and little Jordan Humphrey plays out of the slot like maybe almost 25-30% of the time. So I felt he was a sneaky good play, not in fantasy, but in wagering. So I want to say like I had the over in, like I think over 1.5 receptions, or I think I even put down, like put some money down that he scored a touchdown, or in the matchup for the Saints against the Vikings, Vikings were giving up the most touchdowns to opposing slot wide receivers. So I was like, oh man, this is great. Look at this. This is a juicy little prop nugget I'm going to win some money on. But what happens? In the course of the game, Alvin Kamara goes off. And then now he's in a position where he can break some records. He can do some things. He can tie some records is what he did. And so Sean Payton, being the mensch that he is, being the really phenomenal coach that Sean Payton is, just kept on teeing him up, especially in the red zone, getting those touchdowns, racking up those touchdowns. So what happened to my little Jordan Humphrey bet? Wah, wah, wah. Goes away. Doesn't cash, as we like to say. Doesn't cash. But that was the story. Let's be honest. Like, that was the story of what happened in that game. And Sean Payton knew it. Knew that there was a record to be met, matched, possibly broke. And so he kept on feeding Alvin Kamara. So those who had Alvin Kamara, man, God bless you. And I'd love to hear from you. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. I'd love to hear. I'm really curious. After Friday, going into Saturday's games, how much were you up? Because, you know, obviously everybody's scoring system is different. I'm curious, how many points were you up with Alvin Kamara? And I'm curious after Saturday's, Mike, you imagine if you had Alvin Kamara and Tom Brady? Brian, Amina de Hessel? Imagine that. Brian is producing the show by Brian
imagínate,
is
producing. That could have been. Yeah, imagínate. Yeah.
Imagínate. Could you
something fall over there?
Yeah, my cell phone fell. I had a windstorm. Brian and I were talking about this in the break. I had a windstorm here. I think we all did, right? Was it Christmas Day night or Christmas Eve, or was it one of the, I forgot what day it was, but I had a windstorm and
it was definitely Christmas Eve because I remember I was driving around that time.
Oh, you were driving.
I was on the Verrazano. I was so terrified. And my car was moving right before I got in the highway. I was like, I'm not, my wife was right next to me. I was like, I'm not moving it. It's doing it.
First of all, I'm a little scared of bridges to begin with, let alone driving over a bridge in that windstorm because it blew out the back window of my apartment. So anyway, this room is a little nuts right now, But going back to imagina de hizo means imagine that. So imagine having Tom Brady and Alvin Kamara both on your fantasy team.
You already won the championship,
right? Yeah. Like, and this is why I want to. Usually, I start off the show with news and notes, players that you need to be in the know about. And I see the phone calls are coming in, and that's great because I do want to hear from you. I'm curious what your score was, again, after Friday and then, of course, after Saturday. And God bless if you had Tom Brady and Alvin Kamara. My goodness gracious. But this is why I wanted to lead the show with this. You know, there's a lot that you is just out of control. Out of control. You work so hard. You prepare so much for your draft. You feel you've got all the right guys. You went out and you picked up James Robinson off the waiver wire. God bless you, right? You avoided Ezekiel Elliott and Christian McCaffrey and Michael Thomas. You didn't have one of those three guys on your roster, so you weren't totally screwed by them. God bless you, right? Like, you just not only did you make it to the playoffs in your fantasy team, in your fantasy league, but you led all teams with most points. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you were like middle of the pack in regard to most points, but you were fortunate enough that your schedule worked out where you had the least points scored against you. That happens more times than not. And for folks out there that play fantasy, if you haven't, you should really go to the standings and go and check out. I guarantee you that the majority of you in your league, there's one team that made it to the playoffs who did not put up more points, total points, than you did all season. I guarantee you that there is one team that made it to the postseason that did not put up as many points as you did this season. But you know what? They totally cashed in on a cakewalk schedule and had the least amount of points scored against them. And that's how they got into the postseason. I guarantee you there's a team out there that represents that. So I just share all this with you just to say, you know, I love fantasy so much. There's so much. It's a commitment. It's work. It is a commitment. And there's hours. You go back, you log the hours that are spent online, researching, watching, listening to this show, listening to Adam Schefter's reports, reading matchup reports, offering trades, putting in your waiver wire requests every Tuesday night. It's a commitment. It's time. And you work so hard. But then you get to a week like this where it's just Tom Brady goes up against the Detroit Lions and a team that's ready to pack it in. They can give a rat's butt about this season. They're, you know, new coach. Who knows what's going to happen to Matthew Stafford? They're packed in already. Tom Brady goes off. And Alvin Kamara has a career day. And Sean Payton tees him up big time. I went to Twitter. I was tongue in cheek. I was kind of joking. I went to Twitter, and one of my tweets was, "Well, it's evident that Sean Payton has Alvin Kamara on his fantasy team, and obviously this is championship week. He wants to win. I mean, that's what it kind of felt like." So anyway, for all you out there that unfortunately work so hard, maybe you were the number one seed going into your playoffs, but you went up against Alvin Kamara this week. My heart goes out to you. But don't sit here and play, you know, well, in that case, it would have been Saturday morning quarterback. Don't beat yourself up, because a lot of times I've been playing fantasy. I'll date myself. I don't care. I've been playing fantasy football since 1988. Trust me. It's many years. It's many leagues. I pretty much would average 12 leagues a year. I had 9 this season. There is stuff that, excuse me, it's just out of your control. It's just out of your control. But we are focused on week 16, and there's a lot of news and notes. There's a lot of players out there that you need to be in the know about as we get closer to 11:30. So we get back, I will share those with you, and also we will take your calls, 800-919-3776. Andy in Miami. Andy, I watched that game last night. We get back. Andy, you'll be first up.
I want to go, man. I want to feel what it's like. I think we've got a special team. I think this team all year long has fought. And for me, it's not just this year. It's the last 2 years in trying to build this foundation and, you know, build this vision of what Coach Flores thinks that we are. So I'm proud of the fact that I've really been able to contribute to that and have a strong contribution. And that today was a great play at the end, but just on the sideline, the excitement, being able to hug your teammates and your coaches. I mean, that's why we play the game. So I am well aware that I've got to the playoffs and would love nothing more than to get there.
That is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hopefully he didn't start Tua last night. Wah, wah, wah. No bueno. What's me with the Latin today, Brian? I don't know. So if you watch that Miami game, which, by the way, how interesting was it that yesterday's game, middle game with Arizona and the 49ers was on Prime. Hopefully you guys get Prime. I had to give my mom my password information, so she, Mama Mimi, so she could watch it. That was kind of weird. Anyway, so the Miami Dolphins in the last minute take care of the Las Vegas Raiders and keep their playoff hopes alive. They benched Tua, brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Reports are that Tua is still going to be the starting quarterback next week in week 17. But nonetheless, Ryan Fitzpatrick came in to save the day. Let's go to Andy. Andy calling in from Miami. Andy, what a game that was. Man.
I hope you're doing well. Can you hear me, Anita?
I can. Besides the windstorm that took out my back window, I'm great, Andy. I'm great.
Okay. Okay. Well, Anita, listen. Yes. I appreciate the Tua dig right when you went to me. I also appreciate you playing American Boy by Estelle and by a young non-political Kanye. And it was a great tune, and I loved it. And I was going to start singing about Peacoat Singer, but I left all the lines out. I appreciate you putting in Fitz Magic. And to my friends in New York, it's not Fitz Tragic anymore. Anita, point of personal privilege. May I have 30 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've been out of fantasy for a long time. Got crushed. But when I won, it was because I always would get Mahomes first. And the reason I got Mahomes first is because a young woman in New York said, you know, this Lamar Jackson, this Patrick Mahomes, just draft him. Just trust me. Just draft him year after year. Never asked for any accolades. Never would stand up and say, I told you. Used to get yelled at because she said the Giants were going to take Saquon Barkley. Because the thing about Anita Marks is she doesn't tell you what you want to hear. She tells you what you need to hear, whether it makes you happy or not. So my favorite moment of 2020 was not all the wins I got at the beginning of the season or the fact that I had 9 losses to end the year because I had to focus on other stuff. It was the fact that Anita Marks was back on the air because that's when I knew 2020 was going to get better. So now when I'm walking my dogs and my son is home from law school and I'm walking his obese Sheba that he adopted named Samurai, who we're taking care of,
God
and
bless you.
He said, Samurai won't walk. I remember I was once an obese Sheba, and I started listening to this woman that I used to hear down in Florida. And there was a time in Miami radio where you could hear Cambrell Marshall, who I know you like. You could hear, man, let me keep going, Hank Goldberg. You could hear Bob Wischusen and Chris Moore and John Shambi. And all these people were in the same city. And Anita Marks was there, too, talking football, talking Dolphins, and beloved. And maybe you can tell me why the Canes can't win in December, which still seems to happen, Anita, to my law school alma mater. I can't answer that one. But what I can tell you is my favorite moment was getting to hear all the Amazon delivery men come to your door, all the dogs barking, getting a look at you putting your dogs on the boat, and to tell you that, yes, I do think that at the end of the day, as much as you may have been right about a certain San Diego Charger quarterback, because I know you love Mike Lombardi, I do think that in the end, the game manager from Miami will end up just fine. And just like every other year, he was the game manager at Alabama. He does seem to be going to the playoffs. But more important than that, I thank you for letting me be myself and getting to tell my favorite radio personality who talked me down from being 405 pounds to 256 pounds because I got to walk my dogs rather than just watch boring TV, that I love Anita Marks. I hope all of New York does. And my real fantasy is that everybody gets a Moderna or everybody gets a Pfizer by June, and we're able to go back to our favorite restaurants like you always promote, and we're able to tell people in person how much they mean to us because it's great having my family home. And I've gotten through this year in large part because of you, and I just wanted to thank you before the year ends and tell you it feels good to pick my head up after keeping it down all these times and hoping that everybody wore a mask and that everybody gets a visor. And my last thought is this. I grew up listening to how great Jonas Salk was. And that wasn't fake news, because he really did help people. and nobody said, wow, this guy's doing a bad job. So I say to you, Anita Marks, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and I love you.
Oh, Andy, thank you so much. That's so nice. Wow. I mean, Bri, what do I say to that? I'm sitting here, I'm somewhat emotional right now. It's really, really nice. Really nice to hear. Andy, thank you. Thank you for that call and for your very, very, very kind words. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick break and we come back because I'm a mush and I'm going to regroup and I'm going to share with you some of the news and notes, the players out there that you need to be in the know about heading into week 16. Jerome and Trevor, I see you. Hang tight for just a second. I want to get you up to speed on some of the news and notes out there. All right. What do we know? Daniel Jones expected to play today for the Giants. Woohoo! Not that I would play him in fantasy, but Mike Tannenbaum and I are going to kick off New York game day coming your way in about 20 minutes, and we're definitely going to dive into that. Mike Glennon is going to get the start for the Jacksonville Jaguars today over Gardner Minshew. Listen, they got the number one pick. Let me tell you, my favorite bet today is the Bears. I think the Bears are going to destroy the Jaguars. Jaguars, at the end of the day, the Jaguars do not want to win. They want to keep that number one pick. They want Trevor Lawrence. And the Bears want to make it into the postseason. And they've been kicking butt and taking names with Mitchell Trubisky as well as David Montgomery. And I love both those dudes in fantasy this week. DeSean Jackson back in action for the Eagles, but apparently he's going to be on a pitch count. So that's not a run, don't walk pickup. Let's be honest. James Conner is expected to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not that they could run the ball, not that they will against the top five defense, but nonetheless, James Conner is supposed to be active. I don't think he's going to be attractive. Who's out? James Robinson is out because of an ankle. That's not good. Like I said, Jacksonville doesn't want to win. So no surprise there. Philip Lindsay is out. This is a sneaky good play. I like this. Philip Lindsay is out for Denver. I think Denver tees up Melvin Gordon to go up against his former team, the Chargers. Love Melvin Gordon today, by the way. Duke Johnson is out. Means David Johnson is going to get the start for Houston. Going up against Cincinnati. A great matchup for David Johnson. Love David Johnson. Question marks. Oh, also, I just read Keenan Allen is not expected to play today. So Ty Johnson could be a sneaky good play for you for the Chargers if you're desperate for a wide receiver. Alex Smith, from what I understand, does not look good right now to start for Washington. So the man of poor decisions, Dwayne Haskins, looks like he's going to get the start for Washington today. Ezekiel Elliott is looking like he's probable. I don't understand why. Just bench him. Just season's over, guys. Stick a fork in it. Antonio Gibson, optimistic that he's going to go today. He's dealing with a toe issue, but keep in mind, McLaurin, looks like McLaurin is not going to go today for Washington. Marquise Brown dealing with a knee issue does not sound likely for the Ravens. Not that they need him anyway. And also a big COVID situation happening with the Browns. So Jarvis Landry and Rashard Higgins are going to be inactive because they're on the COVID list. Also, Hunter Henry, tight end Hunter Henry is on the COVID list. So keep that in mind. With no Jarvis Landry and Higgins, I love me some Austin Hooper as well as Bryant for the Browns. Listen, Baker Mayfield's going to have to throw the ball to somebody, right? So Landry and Higgins out because they're on the COVID contact list, so they cannot play. Love me some Austin Hooper as well as Bryant today for Cleveland. Julio Jones, as we know, is out. So Calvin Ridley, and I love Russell Gage today as well. And Tyler Boyd is out for Cincinnati, which T. Higgins should have a big day against Houston. So those are right now, those are the players that you need to be in the know about. 800-919-3776. Let's go to your calls. Let's bring in Jerome. Jerome, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I wanted to fantasy championship today, so I wanted to know J.K. Dobbins or Kiki Kuti.
It's a PPR, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Kiki Kuti today. I like him a lot. I love J.K. Dobbins. It's just, it's unfortunate. You know, Gus Edwards is going to get in there and he's going to steal some touchdowns from you, especially when they get in the red zone. That's what they do. They vulture him.
All right. Sounds good.
So I would, you know, I'd lean more towards Higgins.
Kuti, you mean?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at my paperwork. Yes, I would lean more towards Kiki Kuti, Jerome. And Jerome, congratulations making it to the championship. I know how hard it is. So I wish you the best. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You
have
got it, Jerome.
Day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to Trevor. Trevor, welcome in.
What's up, Anita? How are you?
Hey, good morning.
All right, so I'm doing it, or at least I'm thinking of it. I'm going to sit Russell Wilson, and I picked up Jalen Hurts. What do you think? I have DK Metcalf.
I love Jalen Hurts today. Love, 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 Trevor. He's in my top five.
Okay, perfect.
That's
all I need to hear. I want to make sure I wasn't overthinking everything.
No, you're not overthinking anything, my friend. Good luck. Right. Good luck in your championship.
Thank you, my dear.
You got it. 800-919-3776. That's the phone number. We'll take your calls leading up to 8 o'clock. We kick off New York game day. Myself and, of course, Mike Tannenbaum right here on 98.7 ESPN. Joe, I see you'll be first up. 800-919-3776. You got some fantasy questions. Now's the time to get them in because we kick off New York game day at 8 o'clock. Mike Tannenbaum will join me. All right. So as always, I share with you some of the players that might be flying a little bit low on the radar that I really like today. As I said earlier, I love me some Jalen Hurts. I love him so much. I'm playing him a lot in DFS, by the way. I think he goes to town today against Dallas, and not necessarily just in the passing game, but obviously in the rushing game as well. Justin Herbert against Denver. I did like Ryan Tannehill. However, I'm being told I had Stacey Dales on my digital show On the Mark, which airs every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on my social media platform, at Anita Marks on Twitter. Shameless plug, not so shameless. I had Stacey Dales because she's covering the Green Bay Packers-Tennessee game. She said, with the weather conditions, the temperatures, and the wind chill, it's going to be like 2 degrees there later on tonight. 2 degrees. Yeah, thank you. No, thank you. Probably the only players that I'm going to play in that matchup are Derrick Henry. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, because, you know, this is what he's used to. And Davante Adams and, of course, Aaron Jones. That's about it. Weather and I like the under in that game. Weather conditions are supposed to be absolutely brutal tonight there. Love me some Mitchell Trubisky against the Bears. Can't wait to share with Mike Tannenbaum my thought process in regard to this Bears-Jacksonville game. And this is one of my best bets today, and that's coming your way in the 10 o'clock hour. So those are the quarterbacks that I like this week. I mean, besides, obviously, you know, again, I'm not stating the obvious here with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, okay? In regard to running backs, love me some David Montgomery. I'll take some Austin Eckler just because of how he's utilized in the passing game. And especially with no Keenan Allen, he's going to be utilized. I like him even more heading into today. Like I said, Aaron Jones against Tennessee with those weather conditions. David Johnson against Cincinnati. Ezekiel Elliott is expected to play, but if he doesn't play, Tony Pollard against Philadelphia. James Robinson is out. Reminder. And that's pretty sad. I understand, especially if you have him in fantasy, he probably helped you get to the championship and now you can't use him. Love me some Miles Sanders today against Dallas. Love. I'm even going to play like a stack, Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders. I think they both get theirs against this Cowboys defense today. Cam Akers is out, so Daryl Henderson is going to get the start against Seattle. I like him as well. Hopefully you were able to pick him up off the waiver wire. As I said earlier, Melvin Gordon against the Chargers. I love when teams tee up players against their former team, and no Philip Lindsay. I think we get a heavy dose of Melvin Gordon today. Le'Veon Bell, no Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So Bell is going to get the bulk of the carries, at least is expected to, against Atlanta. I like that. Love me some Giovanni Bernard. As long as he doesn't fumble the football and gets benched again, he's got a beautiful matchup against Houston. And I do like myself some Zach Moss against the Patriots, especially in the red zone. I think he scores a touchdown, possibly two. In regard to wide receivers, like I said, no Julio Jones, so I love me some Calvin Ridley. He's probably already taken, but Russell Gage might be available on your waiver wire. If he is, I would play him today against Kansas City. I think a lot of points are going to be put up in that Kansas City-Atlanta game. Some other wide receivers. A lot of the wide receivers that I was really high on have played already. They played Friday and Saturday. So I'm looking at my rankings here and trying to give you, I love me some, even though the Colts are excellent, all right, they're really, people don't realize, like, Colts are top 10 defense. Just the volume that Deontay Johnson is getting, because everybody else is dropping the football for Ben Roethlisberger, just volume alone, I do like Deontay Johnson today. Love me some Amari Cooper against Philadelphia. I think Dallas is going to be playing from behind, and I think Andy Dalton and him developed some nice chemistry. I did love Corey Davis until I found out about the weather conditions, so I'm not playing him. Marquise Brown, again, is going to be out. Who else do I... Kiki Kuti against Cincinnati. We had a call. Caller who called in asked about him. I definitely like him. Cole Beasley against the Patriots. Man, what a season he's having. Really, really, really impressive. I think that is it. In regard to tight ends, hold on one second. In regard to tight, love me some Dallas Goedert against Dallas. How funny is that? Anyway, Evan Ingram. Actually, Baltimore, if there's one thing the Baltimore Ravens defense is not good at, is opposing tight ends. So... desperate times calls for desperate measures, especially at the tight end position. So I do like Evan Ingram. Noah Fant against the Chargers. And Cole Kmet. Each and every week, I am committing to Cole Kmet. Rookie tight end who's really stepped up in a big way. And I do believe he finds the end zone today. Those are some of my under-the-radar plays. And a lot of guys, by the way, that I'm playing in DFS today. 800-919-3776. All right, we've got a boatload of calls. I love it. It means a number of you have already made it to the championship. And you're about to hopefully win it this week. So let's get to you. Joe, what you got?
Hey, Anita, how you doing?
Hey.
All right. I made it to the championship game. I already have a good lead already. I had Kamara and Evans this past weekend. But I have a quarterback situation. I started Big Ben all year, and I had Trubisky on my bench. I think you answered this question already. Should I start Trubisky this final week?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Anita.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Good luck. Trubisky has been killing it. And again, Jacksonville, they got the number one pick. They got their Trevor Lawrence. They don't have to trade up for him. They're starting by, here's the thing. If you want to talk about a tank job, they're starting Mike Glennon. Bears are going to roll today. Roll. There's something that you can play. It's called alternate line. Right now, the line is -7.5. Screw it. I'm going Bears -9. We have at +105. Like, Bears are going to roll. I've got Allen Robinson scoring a touchdown and Bears winning. I've got David Montgomery scoring a touchdown and Bears. Man, I am going all in on the Bears. All the Christmas gifts that I bought, they're all being paid for by this Bears win against Jacksonville today. Let's go to John. John, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I got a wide receiver situation. My quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, and I've got Travis Kelce already, so I'm not sure. Do I want to start Mecole Hardman? I have to play two wide receivers. I got Mecole Hardman, Curtis Samuel, DJ Chark, Fulgham, Gage, and Ridley. I just picked up listening to your show earlier this morning.
You picked up Calvin Ridley?
Yeah. No, Calvin Ridley I had. I'm sorry. I picked up Gage and Mecole. Okay. I picked up Gage this morning.
Yeah, I like Mecole Hardman. I like him this week. So I would play, okay. You need to play two. I'd play Ridley.
Ridley and Hardman.
I would. That's who I would roll with, John.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going against Kamara, who, already gave my opponent a big head start.
I was just so what's it? What is it? What is how many points does he have heading into today? What's your challenge?
46
here?
And change. It's a half a point PPR league. So and yeah, he's like 46 points going at point every 20 yards. So he had about a 46 point head start on me.
Okay.
Which in my league is huge. But okay. So I'm still trying to dig myself out of that hole. But, you know, I'm hoping that the Chiefs, and I also have Montgomery going today. So I'm hoping between him and the Chiefs and the Bears defense, I can make up some ground.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank
Good luck
you.
This week, Bye. John. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome in.
Amita, Sunday is fun day. Love it. I'm in third place. I need your help. Gianni Bernard or Gus Edwards?
Oh, I love Giovanni Bernard today. The only thing that you have to be worried about is let's hope he doesn't fumble the ball and gets benched.
Oh, hope not. Love the show. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. Welcome in.
Thank you. I just had a question. I'm in a TD-only league. I was originally going to start Corey Davis for sure, but now with the weather, I'm a little concerned with Tannehill. Do I go with Alan Lazard or DJ Moore over Corey Davis as my third receiver?
Yeah, I would go DJ Moore.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Anita.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Good luck. 2 degrees tonight. Let's go. Let's end the show strong with Tim. Tim's got a flex position question.
Hey, I got Tony Pollard, Le'Veon Bell, and James Conner.
Tony Pollard, Bell, and who? Conner? I'd go Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. You got it. Good luck. All right, guys. Again, it is week 16. It's been a long football season, let's be honest. But you guys worked so hard to get here, and hopefully we're here to help you win your championship. But continue, if you've got fantasy questions, please continue to send them at Anita Marks. On my Twitter, I will try to answer as many of them as I can prior to kickoff at 1 o'clock. Okay? All right, fantastic.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.